Fresh FM 102.9, ooh, bringing you the cooviest jabs that you can find on the planet. We have hematologist Dr. Esther Kalambi Matengu right here in the Fresh FM studio. Hi, how are you? I'm great. It's great to have you. Now, Dr. Esther is a hematologist, and she's here to talk a bit about hemophilia. So let's dive straight into this. What exactly is hemophilia?
So in simple terms, hemophilia is an inherited bleeding disorder that results due to a lack of clotting proteins that are deficient in the blood. Okay. So these blood proteins are called clotting factors, and the ones that normally affect hemophilia are factor 8 and factor 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So when these factors are deficient, the patient's body does not respond to bleeding as efficiently and as effectively as it should.
Mm-hmm.
So patients tend to bleed for prolonged periods of time and do not control the bleeding that well.
Okay.
Yeah. So after years of frequent and prolonged bleeding, the patients can then get complications and chronic disabilities as a result of the chronic bleeding. And if not properly managed, hemophilia may lead to untimely death if not properly managed. And also, as I mentioned before, hemophilia is inherited, meaning you are born with the condition.
Yes.
You get the defective gene from one of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So when they pass it on, you are then born with it. It's not something that is contagious that you get from someone sneezing on you at school or anything of the sorts.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unfortunately, based on the location of the defective gene, it's on the X chromosome. Mm-hmm. And because men only have one X chromosome, they are the ones of the patients that we see with hemophilia are almost exclusively male.
Yes.
And the women might have the defective gene, but they just become carriers and do not necessarily manifest with the clinical features of hemophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what it is in a nutshell.
Awesome. And then does hemophilia come in certain types, or is it just hemophilia across the board?
So there are different types of hemophilia. So the ones that we commonly see are hemophilia A and hemophilia B.
Mm-hmm.
So hemophilia A is the most common, and it's due to a lack of factor 8 in the blood,
mm-hmm.
whereas hemophilia B is due to a lack of factor 9 in the blood, which are the clotting factors.
Okay.
You do get a rare inherited form of hemophilia, which is called hemophilia C, but that is not seen in our general population.
Mm-hmm.
We normally see that it's isolated to a group of people called the Ashkenazi Jews, and they are mostly found in the European countries.
Mm-hmm.
There is, however, an entity, so the three hemophilia A and B and C are inherited.
Mm-hmm.
You do get an entity called acquired hemophilia, which is not inherited. You usually see it in older patients, and it's usually seen in the context of other underlying conditions such as autoimmune disorders,
mm-hmm.
or lymphomas, which cause autoantibodies to your factor 8 and factor 9 that then decrease it.
Okay.
So it's not really inherited, but that's not part of what we'll be talking about today.
Wow, that's very scary, eh?
Yeah.
Because initially I'm like, okay, cool, I probably don't have those genes and I don't have it on my chromosome, so I'm fine. But then you can acquire it as well.
You can acquire it, but through, usually there's another underlying cause, and then it just subsequently develops.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And then now, why is it important for us to screen for hemophilia in Namibia? What's the importance of that?
As stats stand, hemophilia A occurs in about 1 in 10,000 live births,
mm-hmm.
and hemophilia B in 1 in 25,000 live male births.
Mm-hmm.
So for our population of the Namibian population is about 2.5 million. So for our population, we're expecting to see at least 250 hemophilia A patients,
mm-hmm.
and for us to have at least 100 hemophilia B patients.
Oh.
But currently our registry only has 95 patients,
mm-hmm.
And that includes both hemophilia A and B patients, and both from private and state patients.
Yes.
So we have about 83 hemophilia patients and 12 hemophilia B patients. So that basically means that the bulk of our patients are not diagnosed.
Yeah.
So either they are sitting at home and bleeding, but they are not aware that the bleeding manifestations that they have are part and parcel of hemophilia,
mm-hmm.
or they don't know what the diagnostic path is for them to follow to get diagnosed with hemophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where the screening program comes in,
yes.
because now we want to reach patients through social media platforms, we want to reach them through radios, televisions, so that we maximize the reach and extend our information to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this will not only help us diagnostically, because this will definitely help us diagnostically, because once we find one male patient who is a hemophiliac, we can then draw a family tree and then also find other male relatives who might also have hemophilia or mm-hmm. who may have passed away due to hemophilia complications. And also the family tree will also help us identify females who carry the hemophilia gene.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also opens up potential for us to counsel female carriers on the chances of them getting a male baby who has hemophilia.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on the diagnostic point, it's quite crucial for us to have these screening programs. And it's not just the diagnostic component, but also the treatment component.
Yes.
Because once we find a patient with hemophilia, we can update that patient on our Namibian registry,
mm-hmm.
and then from there on, the patient will be introduced to a treatment center. We'll have hemophilia treatment center in Katutura Intermediate Hospital,
mm-hmm.
where the patient will have the opportunity to be managed by the multidisciplinary team that is specifically trained in managing hemophilia.
Okay.
So then the patient will have access to the appropriate treatment when they bleed. And, you know, when managing hemophilia, we're not just managing, it's a bleeding disorder, but there's more to it than just bleeding. We want them to get the appropriate management for their bleeding, but we also want to manage them holistically.
Yes.
Because they are mental and emotional and social things that come with having hemophilia.
Okay.
If you are bleeding frequently, you are missing school frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So then children might tend to think, okay, why am I always missing school because of this condition? So it might affect them emotionally, it might affect them socially, having to have transport money to come to the hospital all the time, or they might not understand why they can't play contact sports like other kids. So psychologists, social workers, all those things are important components of the multidisciplinary team that will help the patient live a good quality life. If identified first of all through the screening program and subjected to the right management team.
Exactly. And I think it's very important, hey? Because some people are like, oh, I just bleed easily. And they're really not diagnosed. Now, I have a lot more questions to ask you, but let's quickly jump into something else and then we'll be back with more on this particular chat. Let's check now in with Select Gold.
The world is full of possibilities. That is,
and bleeding can occur either due to trauma, or it can occur spontaneously, depending on how severe the hemophilia is.
Mm-hmm.
And the severity obviously depends on how much clotting factor you have left in your body to try and proceed with the clotting process.
Mm-hmm.
So some patients will then also present after, like I said, trauma or surgery, especially circumcisions and dental procedures, like you go to the dentist to pull out a tooth, then you bleed, the bleeding doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how some patients present for the first time. And remember, we say that hemophilia is inherited, so you are born with it. So especially in patients who have family histories of severe hemophilia, they might present in infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So the child, though the baby will not technically be able to say, oh, I am bleeding. So they'll just be irritable, and there will be this unexplained irritability that the baby is manifesting with, but you are not sure what it is. So in a baby who comes from a family with hemophilia, it's good to just keep an eye out on the little ones as well, because they might not always be able to say that they are bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the most patients will bleed into their joints.
Yes.
And the most common joints that we see are the knee joint, the elbow joint, and the ankle joint.
Mm-hmm.
And patients usually, the older patients will usually know when they are starting to bleed, because then they get a tingling sensation in the joint.
Yes.
And as the bleeding continues, that joint will become bigger, it will become swollen, become warm, and when they try and move the joint, it is painful when they're trying to move the joint.
Mm-hmm.
So And usually that the older patients would then be triggered already to come to the hospital to get Factor, or if they have Factor at home, they can administer the Factor themselves so that they can expedite the clotting process for them to stop bleeding.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Now, if I've noticed that I'm having pains or I'm bleeding in certain areas, maybe I noticed that with my infant, who exactly can you contact if you have that, if you think that you may be maybe have hemophilia, yeah. Who exactly can you contact for that particular screening?
Okay, so currently you can contact the Namibian Hemophilia Foundation, mm-hmm. And they will assist you with the appropriate diagnostic path to take and to put you in contact with people who can proceed with the diagnostic process. Mm-hmm. So you can basically call the Namibian Hemophilia Foundation on 085-774-8699. Mm-hmm. So that's 085-774-8699.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, my final question for today would be, now what's the, of course, it's treating hemophiliac patients, but what's the main narrative behind the Hemophilia Foundation? Is it just specific with terms of hemophilia and that's what you specifically focus on, mm-hmm. or is it the broad range of different other things? So what's, okay. what's the main purpose of the Hemophilia Foundation?
So the Hemophilia Foundation, it's a non-governmental organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's comprised of patients, their parents, medical professionals, the pharmaceutical companies, and any volunteer pharmaceutical personnel and any volunteers that want to be part of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we are registered with the World Hemophilia Federation since 2016, mm-hmm. and we are recognized by the federation as well. And both the Federation and the Namibian Hemophilia Foundation, we deal mainly with hemophilia, but we also deal with other bleeding disorders, such as von Willebrand disease, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually hemophilia and other bleeding disorders that we deal with.
Okay.
And the organization is made up of, like we said, the multidisciplinary team, which has 8 doctors, 4 nurses. We also have physiotherapists and pharmaceutical personnel. And we're looking to bring on a dentist as well, because that's how most of the patients will present after a dental extraction. Mm-hmm. So we need to just get dentists on board and social workers on board as well. And then the whole aim is to make sure that hemophilia patients and those with bleeding disorders get a good quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we as an organization, we are trained through the World Federation of Hemophilia to also train other doctors and other personnel,
mm-hmm.
and as well as the patients, in educating them about their condition, and to train other medical personnel to make sure that wherever patients go, they get good quality treatment for their condition. And also with the successful establishment of the multidisciplinary team,
mm-hmm.
we now have a focused team that is trained specifically in the management of hemophilia,
wow.
just to make sure that our patients, our hemophilia patients and other patients with bleeding disorders get quality care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And before I let you go, just in case someone missed it, can you quickly give us again the number
yeah.
that one can call for screening with reference to hemophilia?
Yeah, so please, we urge you that if you know anyone, if you yourself or you know anyone at home, a loved one or someone that you work with or at school who has bleeding characteristics that are in keeping with hemophilia, as we mentioned, please contact the Namibian Hemophilia Foundation for screening at 085-774-8699. That's 085-774-8699.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Esther, for making
it's
time
pleasure,
to come in. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day.
Will do.
And you found that all right here on Fresh FM 102.9. You got the number. And if you have a friend, or you know a friend that knows a friend that knows a friend that has that, make sure to call that number. You can catch, and if you missed the interview and the information,